be here and worship with everyone today.
今天很荣幸能跟大家一起来敬拜神。
Let us turn our Bibles to our main text today from Psalm chapter 19.
大家请翻到圣经的诗篇的第十九篇。
Psalm 19 verses 7 through 9.
诗篇的第十九篇第七节到第九节。
I'll read in English first, and we'll have Sister He Yue read the Chinese.
我先用英文读一遍，然后再用中文读一遍。
The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes.The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous.
诗篇第十九篇的七到九节，耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。第八节，耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心；耶和华的命令清洁。能明亮人的眼目。第九节，耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远。耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。
Let us go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们来到神的面前祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you that this morning we can celebrate your resurrection.
亲爱的主耶稣，谢谢你，我们今天早上能来到你的面前。来庆祝你的复活。
We worship on this first day of the week because this is the day that you resurrected from death, and it is a sign that you've given each and every one of us this path to life.
我们在每周的第一日来到你的面前来敬拜你，是因为这是你复活的日子，也是让我们想到你把因着你的复活，你把永生赐给了我们。
As your people gather together to worship you, to honor you, and to praise you, may you find our worship acceptable.
当我们来到你的面前，来敬拜你，来遵从你，来赞美你的时候，愿主能够悦纳我们的敬拜。
May we bring ourselves to your presence.
愿我们能来到你的同在里面。
Through your word and through our worship, may you transport us into your presence.
愿主借着你的话和我们的敬拜，能把我们带到你的同在里面。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
The Word of God has a very unique place.
神的话是有一个非常独特的一个地位。
It is not just a book that's written by man.
神的话不只是一个人写的一本书。
In fact, it is not even what we would consider just mere holy writing.
它也不是我们常常认为的仅仅是一个神圣的一个著作。
Holy writings are still written by man.
当我们谈到一本书，说它是一本圣书的时候，其实我们的意思还是说它的作者是人。
Because they're written by holy men.
只是他们是由一些很圣洁的人写的这本书。
We call the Bible the Word of God.
我们把圣经称为是神的话。
Because it contains the Word as He spoke it to us.
因为圣经里面所有的话都是他对人所说的话。
It is not one of the important things in a Christian's life.
神的话，也就是圣经，不只是我们基督徒生命中很重要的事件之中的一件。
It is the most important thing in a Christian's life.
而是我们基督徒生活中最重要的一件事情。
Because God said that it is the most important thing.
因为神本身，神自己说，神的话是我们生命中最重要的事情。
Think about the importance of God's word.
大家想一想神的话的重要性。
How did God create this world?
上帝是怎么样创造这个世界的呢？
Of all the means that he could create, how did he create?
他有各式各样的手段可以来创造这个世界，他是如何创造这个世界的呢？
He created with his word.
他是用口里所发出来的话来创造
the world into existence.
他是用口发出来的话来创造这个世界的。
If we look at Genesis chapter 1,
如果大家能 翻到、创世纪第一章的话，
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
创世纪第一章第一节说到，起初神创造天地。
The earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
第二节，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
And God, then God began to create.
然后神就开始了他的创造。
The scripture says, and God said,
圣经里说到，神说，
Let there be light.
要有光。
Then what?
然后发生了什么事情？
Then there was light.
然后就有了光。
Then God said, "Let there be verse 6, let there be an expanse between the water and separate water from water."
然后在第六节圣经里说，神说，在诸水之间要有空气，将水分为上下，然后就有了水。
And so it was.
这个事就成就了，因为神说的。
When God said, "Let there be light," there was light. When God said, let there be the separation of the expanses, there was. When God separated the land and the sea, it was. When God created the animals, it was. When God said, let there be vegetation, there was. When God said, let there be man, there was.
当神说，要有光，就有了光。神说要把水分成上下，就会有水的上下。当神说，地和海要分开，这件事情也成就了。当神说要有蔬菜和植物，也有了蔬菜和植物。然后当神说，有人，也就有了人。所以神口中发出来的话，立刻就成就了。
How do you think God said those words?
大家想一想，神是怎么样嘴巴里发出那些话语的呢？
Have you ever wondered that?
你们有没有自己曾经在想，神是怎么样说话来创造一切的呢？
He is creating the universe.
他创造了宇宙。
From nothing.
他是从无到有的创造了宇宙。
We know that there's a theory floating around called the Big Bang Theory.
我们知道有一个理论，大家还是很熟悉听到过的是，大爆炸理论。
People theorize that in order for a world such as ours to be created,There must be an enormous energy to be bursting in the very beginning of that existence.
大家的猜想是，要像我们现在这么一个复杂的一个世界的存在，一定是在当初什么事情都没有的时候，有这么一股巨大的力量爆发出来，然后形成我们现在所有的这个世界。
If that's how we think about it, how do you think God would have spoken?
如果这个世界的存在是因为大爆炸的原因存在的。那么，你说神是怎么样开口说话的呢？
Would it be a thundering, loud voice, and God said, "Let there be light," and then the light shows up?
是不是神一定要像打雷一样、雷轰一样的那种大的声音说，要有光，然后光就有了？
Or do you suppose, since in the beginning there was nobody there to hear him?
还是在神创造一切的时候，在起初的时候，那个时候没有任何人能听见他到底说了什么。
Does he even need to be loud?
他需要大叫才能创造一切吗？
Perhaps he just said it with a very calm voice, "Let there be light."
他也许是非常冷静的、非常平稳的说，要有光。
Or could he have whispered?
他可不可能是小声的说，要有光？
The Bible does not tell us.
圣经没有告诉我们他当初讲话的时候是什么样的什么样的声音。
While the Bible does not tell us how loud, how authoritative, or how small the voice was.
虽然圣经没有告诉我们当初神在创造一切的时候是如何说话的，是大声、小声，还是充满权威的说话的。
But it does tell us that his words are effectual.
但是一件事情我们可以确定的是，神的话是非常有功效的。
And it is utterly powerful.
而且是非常是充满能力的。
It has all the energy and all the power to fill this world so that when he spoke it, it comes into existence.
神的话是充满能量，充满 充满大能的，以至于他的话一出来，这个宇宙就形成了。
As we think through the progression of human history according to the scripture,
当我们依照这个圣经的这个根据来看这个世界的逐渐的形成的过程的时候
，There's a monumental period of time in human history where God decided to give laws to man.
在人类历史上有一个非常重要的一段时期，是上帝决定他将给人颁布律法。
He wanted men to understand who he is and to understand how to live according to his perfect design.
他想让人们知道他到底是什么样的一位神，大家是如何来生活才能取他的喜悦。
Of all the means he could have communicated that, how did he choose to communicate?
他有各式各样的方式可以颁布他的律法，他是通过什么样的方式来与人交流的呢？
He decided to use his words.
他决定用他所说的话来与人交流。
He spoke the law that governs human living to Moses so that it can be written down.
他通过他向摩西传达他所说的一切的律法，让这些律法可以被写下来。
After the fall, God no longer specifically speak to human beings in a direct manner.
在人类堕落以后，神决定他再也不会直接一对一的与人直接的说话。
As he did with Adam and Eve.
就像他当初在伊甸园里与亚当夏娃的面对面的说话一样。
He prepared people called prophets to speak for him.
他选了准备了一群人，这些人的名字叫做他所说的先知，来为他传达他所要传达的信息。
They have one duty in their service to God, and that is to represent the word of God to the people.
先知们有一个任务，他的任务就是能够在神面前代表在人面前代表神。
In fact,When we look at the scripture in the Old Testament, it is filled with God's word in the sense of giving of the law as well as the writings of the prophets, isn't it?
其实如果你读圣经的话，你会发现，这里面充满的都是神，神所说的律法，以及人用手所写下来的，先知写下来的这些律法。
And the New Testament, when our Lord Jesus Christ and the Apostle Paul, in reference to the Old Testament, they call it the prophets and the laws.
所以在新约圣经的时候，当耶稣引用旧约的这些先知的律法的时候，还有保罗引用这些旧约的先知的律法的时候，他们管它叫做先知和律法。
But it's not the word. It's not the Old Testament. It's not the written word that they're referring to. What they're referring to is the word of God.
他们不只是仅仅的是指着旧约的写下来的这些律法或者先知所说的话，而他们指的是的的确确是从神那里来的话。
Then when in the New Testament, even before our Lord Jesus came to this world, God announced the coming of the Savior through the John the Baptist, whose primary goal and primary ministry is to preach.
在新约的记载里面，如果你们看在主耶稣基督诞生之前发生的一些事情，就是神已经预备了一位先知，也就是施洗约翰，他用他的话语来为这位要出生的弥赛亚来铺路。
Representing God's word in telling the people to repent for the kingdom of God is near.
施洗约翰的一个工作是他能够代表神，能够叫人来忏悔，来回到神的身边。
And to be ready because the Messiah is to come.
然后能够预备好，因为弥赛亚的到来。
Our Lord Jesus, when he came to this world, he had one primary ministry.
我们的主耶稣基督来到这个世界上，他有一个非常主要的一个事工。
Is to preach the repentance of sinners so that they may receive the kingdom of God.
是让我们这些罪人能够悔改，这样的话我们能够接受，能够进入神的天国。
Then we see God established the apostles to minister to the early churches.
然后神也兴起了一批使徒，他们来向早期的这些教会的这些人来传福音。
And what are their primary ministry?
他们最主要的事工是什么呢？
It is to preach God's word.
他们最主要的事工是传讲神的话语。
In fact, our salvation, a Christian who is able to be saved from their sins, is completely dependent upon the word of God.
其实我们的救恩，也就是说一个基督徒能够 从死亡被救赎出来，得到救恩是完全依靠着神的话。
Romans 10:17 says faith comes from hearing.
罗马书第十章的第十七节说到，这个信心是从听到而来的。
And hearing from the word of God.
听到是从神的话而来的。
Of all the means that God can use to save a person, he chose to save the people through his word.
神可以用各种各样的渠道来救赎我们，救赎一个人，可是神选择了用他的话语这个方式来救赎我们。
God himself has established his words and distinguished his words so that there is nothing else like it in this world.
神建立他自己的话语，他也使得他的话语是如此的，如此的不同，在这个世界上你找不到第二件事情和神的话是相同的。
It is the most important thing in a Christian's life.
它是基督徒生活中最重要的一件事情。
So that begs the question.
所以我要下一个要回答的问题是，
If God wants us to hear his voice, if he wants us to know his words,
如果神想要我们听见他的声音，如果想要我们知道他的话的话，
Why is that not our daily experience?
为什么我们这并不是我们每个人每天的经历呢？我们是每一天都能够听到神的话呢？
I'm not going to ask for a show of hands.
我不会让你们举手来表决。
But when was last time you heard God's voice?
可是上一次你听到神的声音是什么时候？
Did you hear God speaking to you this morning?
今天早上在你灵修的时候，有没有听见神与你说话？
Did you hear God speak to you last week?
上星期神有没有与你说话？
Did God speak to you last month?
上个月上帝有没有与你说话？
Do you remember God speaking to you last year?
去年呢，你有没有听到上帝的声音？
Did God speak to you when you were baptized?
你受洗的那一刻有没有听到神的声音？
Or was the last time you heard God's voice when you accepted him as your savior?
或者是上一次你觉知接受耶稣基督为你生命救主的那一刻，你是否听到神与你说话？
How important is it for us to hear God's voice?
能听到神的声音是一件重要的事情吗？
How important is it for God to want to speak to us so we can hear his voice?
对神来说这件事情重要吗？就是他与我们说话，他希望我们能听到他的声音。
I think we've resolved the second question much easier.
我们可能先可以解答第二个问题，因为第二个问题更加容易解答。
How important is it for God to speak to us so that we hear?
上帝与我们说话，并且希望听到我们的声音，这件事对上帝来说重要吗？
The answer is utterly important, isn't it?
这个问题的答案是，对神来说，这是非常重要的一件事情，我们能听见他的声音。
If it wasn't the case, he would not have highlighted his word through his scripture.
因为如果他并不在乎我们能不能听到他的声音的话，他不会通过这个圣经 来重点的向我们来解释他的心意。
So I'd like to take some time for us to really think about the word of God and the impact of the word of God in our lives.
所以我希望大家能花大概一点时间能想一想神的话到底是怎么一回事，然后神的话在我们生命中是有什么样的地位。
Let us look at our main text today, Psalm chapter 19.
请大家翻回到诗篇的第十九篇，诗篇十九篇。
The verses we read 7 through 9 talks about God's word.
诗篇十九篇的第七到第九节谈到了神的话。
The law of the Lord.
耶和华的律法。
Verse 7.
第七节，耶和华的律法。
The statutes of the Lord.
耶和华的法度，第七节。
Verse 8, the precepts of God.
第八节，耶和华的训词。
The commands of the Lord.
第八节，耶和华的命令。
Then verse 9, the ordinances of the Lord.
第九节，耶和华的道理。
As well as the fear of the Lord.
耶和华的典章, 然后耶和华的道理。
In verse 9, the Chinese Bible translates the decrees of the Lord.
第九节, 中文版的圣经翻译成耶和华的典章。
But in the original text, in Hebrew, it is the fear of the Lord.
可是在原文, 希伯来文的这个原文写的是耶和,就敬畏耶和华。
The word in Hebrew is Yirah.
第九节这个敬畏的这个原文的希伯来文是Yirah。
It is the same exact word used in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, and Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
这个Yirah这个词就是希伯来文的原文是敬畏的意思,是在箴言的第一章第七节和第一章的第九节。第九章的第十节。
The word describes, is a noun describing the fear of the Lord.
这个词是一个在希伯来语里是一个名词,它的意思是对神,对耶和华的敬畏。
Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge."
在箴言里说, 敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Proverbs 9:10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom."
箴言的第九章第十节说到, 敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Same word.
这里的两个敬畏都是和我们今天的十九章的第九节的敬畏是同一个词。
Now the word fear has these following, carries these following meanings.
敬畏这个词有以下的几个,含义。
The first and foremost is being afraid.
最先大家想到敬畏这个词就是害怕的意思。
Being fearful.
惧怕。
But it also means to stand in awe.
但是它也是, 能够有一种含义就是说我们, 恐惧战惊的, 或者是敬畏的站在某人的面前。
As standing in front of something great, much greater than us, whether it's a physical, standing in front of a skyscraper, or standing at the bottom of Grand Canyon, or standing in front of someone who has great stature.
或者是我们站在一个比我们大得多的一个, 比如是一个摩天大楼, 或者是在, 大峡谷的底下, 或者是我们站在一个比我们 高大很多的一个人面前, 我们具有的那种, 敬畏的那种感觉。
It also speaks about reverence and respect.
这里也谈到了, 这个敬畏也有这个, 尊敬, 敬重或者敬畏的意思。
All of this culminates into this word fear.
这几个含义, 最后的这个词就是表达为敬畏。
So when we go back to Psalm 19, we see verses 7 through 9, that every single passage, as it is a construction of parallelism, that everything is referring to the Word of God, yet in verse 9, the Word of God, as the psalmist, who is David, who wrote, he wrote the fear of God, fear of the Lord.
你们看, 诗篇第19章的第7到第9节, 它用的是一种对称法的, 方式来描述神的话, 然后你最后看到第九节的时候, 他谈到了这个耶和华的敬畏。
When David, being moved by the Holy Spirit, wrote down this hymn,
当大卫, 受圣灵的感动, 写下这篇, 这篇诗的时候,
In his worship of God,
他在敬, 敬拜神的时候,
In his meditation of his words,
他在默想神的话语的时候,
He recognizes that the Word of God is what causes us to fear Him.
他认识到一点,就是说,是神的话是我们敬畏他的原因。
Oftentimes we wonder, what does it mean to fear the Lord?
有时候我们会在想, 敬畏神到底是什么意思呢?
We read Proverbs 1:7 and Proverbs 9:10, they may be two of our favorite passages.
如果你读, 箴言第一章第七节和箴言第九章第十节的话, 是我们经常引用的, 我们非常喜爱的经节。
Who doesn't want knowledge?
谁不想有知识呢?
Who doesn't want wisdom?
谁不想聪明智慧呢?
The Bible tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
可是圣经里的一章七节和九章十节说到敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
So we want the fear of the Lord.
所以我们想要来敬畏神。
But what is the fear of the Lord?
可是敬畏神表达在生活中到底是怎么一回事呢?
Is it being afraid of God?
是害怕神吗?
Of course not.
当然不是。
Is it to be in awe of God?
是不是看到他就有一种恐惧战惊的感觉呢?
Yes.
有那么一点成分。
Is it to be reverent and respectful to God?
是很尊敬、很敬重神吗?
Yes.
也是的。
But how do we respect God? How do we reverence God? How do we stand in awe of God? How do we become fearful before God?
那我们如何来敬重神？我们如何来尊重神？我们如何来恐惧战惊的站在他面前？我们如何来惧怕他呢？
It is how we relate to His Word.
这表达方式是我们如何来对待神的话。
If we don't even hear His voice, then there's nothing to talk about.
如果我们都听不见神对我们说话，那我们有什么可说的呢？
Or maybe we hear His voice, but we decide to ignore it.
也许是我们听见神对我们说话了，可是我们选择不理不睬的方式。
But we need to hear His voice.
可是我们需要听见神的声音。
Because His words is the fear, brings us the fear of the Lord, and it gives us knowledge and it gives us wisdom.
因为只有我们能听见神的话，我们才能够敬畏神，这才是知识和智慧的开端。We
need to understand the power of God's word.
我们得明白神的话的力量。
Please turn with me to Exodus chapter 19.
大家请翻到出埃及记的第十九章。
Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 through 6.
出埃及记的第十九章的第一节到第六节。
We're going to go through some passages where God spoke.
我们今天会看一些经文，告诉我们上帝和人说话是怎么一回事。
And as we read through these, I would like for us to consider, does God speak to us this way?
当我们读到圣经中神与人说话的时候，我们心里应该思想， 上帝是不是也是这样与我们说话呢?
In the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, on the very day they came to a desert of Sinai, after they sent out from Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountains. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, This is what you are to say to the house of Jacob, that you are to tell the people of Israel, You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and now I carry you on, and how I have carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites.
出埃及记十九章一到六节。 以色列人出埃及地以后满了三个月的那一天，就来到西乃的旷野。第二节，他们离了利非丁，来到西乃的旷野，就在那里的山下安营。摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说：“你要这样告诉雅各家，小于以色列人说。”第四节，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。 如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。第六节，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。So
God is about to give the commandment to the Israelites through Moses.
在这里，神正准备把这些命令通过摩西的口来教导给以色列人。
The people, about probably estimated about 2 million of people, 2 million of the Israelites were standing at the base of the mountain.
当初的情景是这样的，大概有两万个以色列人，他们
两百万
的以色列人，他们站在山下。
There is a delineation where God told them that they cannot approach, or else they would die, because God is holy. He's separating Mount Sinai so that He could give them the law.
他当初神对他们有一个吩咐，就是这两百万人不能接近。神，因为神是圣洁的，他们不是圣洁的，所以他当初在西乃山上决定把他的律法赐给摩西，来传给这些以色列人。
For 3 days they are to consecrate themselves.
三天，连着三天，这些以色列人要洁净他们自己。
And verse 16, on the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast.Everyone in the camp trembled.
大家如果看到出埃及记的十九章的第十六节的话，说到了第三天早晨，在山上有雷轰、闪电和密云，并且脚声甚大，营中的百姓竟都发战。
God is about to speak.
上帝准备讲话了。
Verse 17, then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain.Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace. The whole mountain trembled violently, and the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. Then Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him.
出埃及记十九章的第十七节到第十九节说到，摩西率领百姓出营迎接神，都站在山下。第十八节，西乃全山冒烟，因为耶和华在火中降于山上，山的烟气上腾，如烧窖一般，遍山大大的震动。第十九节，脚声渐渐的高而又高，摩西就说话，神有声音答应他。
Did Moses hear God's voice?
摩西有没有听见上帝的声音？
The answer is yes.
答案是他听见了。
Because verse 20 says, The Lord descended on top of the Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain, so Moses went up.
因为你如果往下看第二十节的话，他说到耶和华降临在西乃山顶上，耶和华召摩西上山顶，摩西就上去。
But brothers and sisters, let me ask you this.
弟兄姐妹们，我想问你们一个问题。
How did Moses hear God's voice?
摩西是怎么样听见神和他说话的？
Picture yourself at Mount Sinai.
假设你现在身处在西乃山上。
You look up to the mountain.
你往山上面看。
The mountain was on fire.
山上面着火了。
We've all lived through that actually here.
我们在南加州也经常经历这种山火的。
Wildfire burning on the mountain.
山上有野火。
It's much bigger fire in Mount Sinai, of course.
但是当然在西乃山上的山火比我们在南加州的山火要大。
The mountain was covered with smoke.
山上面冒着烟。
There was thunder and there was lightning and there was a thick cloud over it.
有雷轰，有闪电和密云布集在山上。
The whole mountain trembled violently.
整个的山上都在颤抖。
You have fire, you have smoke, you have thunder, you have lightning, and you have earthquake.
我们有有这个火，有烟，有雷轰，有闪电，还有地震。
How can you hear anything at that moment?
在这么嘈杂的一个环境里，摩西是如何听到神的声音的呢？
But he did hear.
可是他一定是听到了神的声音。
How could he have heard?
他是怎么样能够听到神的声音呢？
We have to realize that as human beings, we have senses.
我们应该认识到，我作为一个人来说，我们有不同的，有五官，有不同的器官。
Eyes, nose, mouth, ears.
我们有眼睛，我们有鼻子，我们有嘴巴，我们有耳朵。
And our touch.
还有我们有触觉。
In that moment before Mount Sinai,
在西乃山面前的那一刻的时候
，Would not all of our senses be numb?
我们所说的这些感觉，这些五官都应该已经麻木了。
Would not all of our senses be overwhelmed?
那个时候啊，因为外界的嘈杂，我们都没有办法用我们的这种触觉和我们的感觉。
Did Moses hear God with his ear?
你认为摩西是用耳朵听见神对他说话的吗
？In the midst of thunder and lightning and earthquake and fire.
在打雷、闪电、地震和火的那种状况下，他是用耳朵能听见吗
？Moses heard God because he was singularly focused on God's voice.
摩西在这种状况下还能听见神的声音，因为他是专注在神的身上。
Because his heart was with God.
因为他的心在神的身上，心与神同在。
Because his spirit was with God's spirit.
因为他的灵与神的灵同在。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
让我们翻到列王记上第十九章，列王记上第十九章。
First Kings chapter 19. Let's read verses 9 through 12.
列王记上的第十九章的第九节到第十二节。
This is a story about the prophet Elijah.
这里讲的一个故事是先知以利亚的事情。
A very special and unique man.
他是一个非常特别非常独特的一个人。
There are only two people in the entire human history that did not experience physical death, and Elijah was one of them.
在人的这个历史里有两个人是没有经历死亡就被神接去的，以利亚是其中的一位。
He was a great prophet of God.
他是神的一个伟大的一个先知。
This is, let's turn to verse 9.
大家翻到列王记上十九章的第九节。
So, let me give you a little bit of a background.
让我来讲一下这个故事的背景。
Elijah being man of God.
以利亚是一个属神的人。
Unfortunately, the king that was alive during his ministry was an evil king, so was the queen.
可是不幸的是，在以利亚的那段时间，在执政掌权的那个王是一个不好的王那个王后也是一个邪恶的王后。
The queen was Jezebel.
王后的名字叫耶西别。
We know her to be one of the most evil women in the scripture.
耶洗别是我们知道在圣经里是最邪恶的妇女的中的一个。
She wanted to kill Elijah.
她想把以利亚这个先知干掉。
Because he spoke the truth and confronted many of her sins.
因为以利亚非常的大胆的面对了他这个耶洗别的一些罪。
So Elijah, even though being such a great prophet, he became afraid for his life and he ran to the wilderness and he hid himself.
所以在这么样的一个状况下，在王后要杀他的这个情况下，以利亚虽然是一个很伟大的一个神的先知，这个时候他也很惧怕，所以他远离旷野，他逃到了一个地方。
For 40 days and 40 nights, he traveled until he found a cave.
他在路上逃亡了四十昼夜一直到他找到了一个洞为止。
And as he was spending the night there, verse 9 says, the word of the Lord came to him.
就是他在进了那个洞在那个洞过夜的时候，这个时候第九节说到耶和华的话临到他说。
God said, what are you doing here, Elijah?
耶和华的话临到他说，以利亚呀，你在这里做什么？
He replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant.Broken down your altars and put your prophets to death with a sword. I am the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too.
列王记上十九章十节说，他以利亚说，我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个，他们还要寻索我的命。
And the Lord said.Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by.
第十一节，耶和华说，你出来站在山上，在我面前。那时耶和华从那里经过。
Then, a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord.
就在那个时候，耶和华从那里经过的时候，在他面前有烈风大作。崩山碎石。
But the Lord was not in the wind.
可是耶和华却不在风中。
After the wind, there was an earthquake.
在风之后有地震。
But the Lord was not in the earthquake.
可是耶和华却不在其中。
After the earthquake came fire.
地震后有火，第十二节。
But the Lord was not in the fire.
耶和华也不在火中。
And after the fire came a gentle whisper.
在火后有微小的声音。
Or the King James translates a still small voice.
在钦定版圣经里翻的是微小的声音。
Verse 13, when Elijah heard it.
第十三节说到以利亚听到了。
He pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave.
就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口。
Then a voice said to him, What are you doing here, Elijah?
这个时候有声音向他说，以利亚呀，你在这里做什么？
Did Elijah hear the voice of God?
以利亚听到了神的声音吗？
Sure he did.
他一定听到了。
He hid in the cave until he heard the voice of God and he came out to speak to God.
如果不是听到神的声音的话，他不会从洞里出来见神的。
But how could he have heard the voice of God?
可是他怎么可能听到神的声音呢？
The wind blew by and the wind was so fierce that it split rocks.
当初有烈风大作，那个风大到一种程度把崩山碎石。
Then the earthquake shook.
然后之后有地震。
Then there is fire that rages through the mountain.
然后有烈火在山中。
Again, like Moses.
就像摩西一样。
What do you think a human's reaction to those events would be?
当我们一个人遇到这些情况的话，我们的正常的反应是什么呢？
After a large natural disaster, if someone's lived through a tornado or a serious earthquake or even a citywide fire, could you still hear?
当我们经过一个非常大的一个事情，比如说龙卷风，或者是经过地震，或者是一个整个城着火的这种状况的时候，你还能听见声音吗？
Your eyes are filled with smoke. They can't open. They can't see.
你的眼睛被烟给糊住了，不能看，不能说话。
Your ears have been overwhelmed by the loudness of the voices that were so constant that it became deafening.
当听到这些非常响的声音之后，耳朵都几乎被震聋了。
The wind split the rocks and the ground shook.
这个风把这个石头都吹碎了，然后地震动。
For a regular person, that would be completely unnerving.
对于一个正常的人来说，这是非常这是非常非常不安的一件事情。
But the voice of God came.
可是神的声音就在这个时候出现了。
How did it come?
神的声音是怎么样来到以利亚的呢？
Was it with loudness? Was it with thunder? Was it with authority and declaration?
是不是像打雷闪电那样的响？是不是非常有权威性的？或者是大叫大喊呢？
It came in a whisper.
神的声音是一个微小的声音。
How could Elijah have heard God?
就是这么一个微小的声音，以利亚是怎么样听到神的这个微小的声音呢？
If he were not totally focused and attentive to God,
如果他不是一贯非常非常注重把自己的注意力放在神的身上的话，
if he was not looking to hear God's voice so that he would not be distracted by everything else that was going on,
如果他不是有这么一个习惯，一直在寻找神的微小的声音，以至于不会为其他的这些东西所干扰。
If he doesn't tune his spirit to the spirit of God,
他如果不是把他的这个与神，他的这个灵与神的灵对准的话，
because yes, he heard God's voice.
因为这里的确所描述的是以利亚听见了神，
and God had something to say to him.
而且神也有话要跟以利亚讲。
Do you realize that in verse 9, the scripture says the word of God came to him?
你们看没看到第九节，列王记上十九章的第九节说到，耶和华的话临到他说。
But in verse 13, there was a voice that said to him.
可是在第十三节的时候，他说有声音向他说。
They both say the same thing. There were the words of God.
这两个说的都是 一回事，都是说神在跟以利亚说话。
God asked him.
神问他一个问题。
What are you doing here, Elijah?
以利亚呀，你在这里做什么呢？
It wasn't until Elijah is able to hear God with his heart and his spirit.
一直到以利亚能够在心里和灵里能听到神为止。
He had not heard God's voice.
那个之前他都没有办法听到神的声音。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
大家翻到马太福音的第四章。
I mentioned earlier that the word of God is so important to God that he wants us to hear him.
刚开始我起先我讲到神的话是非常重要的，他对他来说是很重要，因为他想让我们听见他的话。
Even as our Lord Jesus came to this world to fulfill the purpose of salvation by dying on the cross for our sins,
即使是耶稣基督本人来到这个世上，在十字架上为我们受死，来完成我们的救恩。
While that is the primary purpose he came to this world,
那是他来到这个世上的唯一的一个最重要的一个目的。
His primary ministry was to preach.
他的最重要的事工是什么呢？就是来传讲神的话。
Jesus is God.
耶稣就是神。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
The means to salvation is by preaching the word of the gospel so that others may understand and repent.
他之所以要来传讲神的话，是因为人能够明白什么是救恩，能够得到那个救恩。
Verse 17, Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
马太福音第四章第十七节。
From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
马太福音四章十七节，从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Jesus performed miracles when he was on earth.
耶稣在世上的时候，他行了神迹。
He drew multitudes of crowds because of the miracles he performed.
因着他行的那些神迹，有大群大群的人跟着他。
He could have led a revolution.
他可以在他们中间形成一个带着他们革命。
For God.
是为神的原因。
But repeatedly he drove the crowd away.
可是他多次把这群人给散开
，and retreated himself to the quietness，
而自己一个人去山上面安静下来
，because he knew his primary purpose was not to draw followers with the miraculous signs，
因为他知道他的来这个世界上的目的不是来行这些神迹来吸引人来跟随他。
It is to preach the repentance of sin and the coming of the kingdom of God.
而是让这些人能够来悔改，从他们的罪悔改，然后能够迎接这个将要来的神天国。
It is important for us to hear the voice of Jesus.
对于我们来说，听到耶稣的声音是非常重要的。
Because he calls us to him in this way.
因为耶稣是用这种说话的方式来呼召我们。
He says, "Come to me, who are weary and heavy laden." Matthew 11:28.
Okay, sorry. 对不起。在马太福音十一章二十八节，他说到：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来。”
Because I will give you rest.
我就使你们得安息。
take my yoke upon you, take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
For I am gentle and humble in heart.
因我心里柔和谦卑。
And you will find rest for your souls.
这样你们心里就必得享安息。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
These are the words of Christ.
这都是从基督嘴巴里出来的话。
We read it.
我们读这些话的时候。
We understand it.
我们也明白这些话说的是什么意思。
But do you hear it?
可是你听进去了吗？
Do you hear in your spirit?
你在灵里面有没有听进去这些话？
Do you hear as the voice of Jesus?
你读这些经文的时候，是不是真的是以听到耶稣的话的这种方式来读的呢？
The word of God does many things for us.
神的话会有其他的一些功能。
It nourishes us. It nurtures us.
它会喂养我们，它会使我们有属灵上的这些喂养，
它让我们的灵命得到复苏，也让我们的生命得到喂养。The word of God also convicts us and it comforts us.
神的话也责备我们，也是给我们带来安慰。
It convicts us of our sins.
它让我们能知罪。
It would be severe in its judgment.
会在审判的时候会非常严重的审判。
But the word of the Lord also brings us great comfort.
可是神的话也给我们无比的安慰。
It tells us of a forgiveness from our repentance of our sins.
他告诉我们当我们从我们的罪悔改的时候，他会赐给我们的是饶恕。
It tells us of a total acceptance so long as we would recognize him as our God and Savior.
他告诉我们，如果我们真的是认他为我们的神，为我们的救主的时候，他会完全的接纳我们。
In our weakness, he proves himself strong.
在我们软弱的时候，他在我们里面显坚强。
The word of God gives us directions.
神的话给我们方向，指引我们的方向。
Tells us right from wrong.
让我们知道什么是正确的，什么是错误的。
Tells us where to go and where to refrain from.
让我们知道什么路该走，什么路不该走。
It gives us the confidence in knowing that wherever we go, He would be with us.
它让我们有这么一个确信，就是无论我们在哪里，他都与我们同在。
As He said to Joshua over and over again,
就像他在
be strong and courageous.
就像他在圣经里约书亚书与约书亚所说的。他来来回回说的一句话就是要坚强，要勇敢。
Do not be terrified.
不要害怕。
Because the Lord your God is with you.
因为神你的主与你同在。
The word of God judges.
神的话也会审判我们。
It speaks to the depth of our souls.
他一直能够审判我们内心。内心深处的想法。
It would pierce through the darkness in our hearts that we want no one to know.
我们心中也许有一些阴暗的层面，我们不希望别人知道。可是神的话能刺透到那些黑暗里。
Areas of our lives that we don't want to admit that we have.
有些时候，我们生命中有一些层面，我们不希望人知道我们有那么一些的弱点。
But the word of God also saves.
可是神的话也能够有救赎的作用。
Do you hear God's voice?
你能听到神与你说话吗？
Do you know the power of God's word?
你知道明白神的话的能力吗？
Do you remember that when God spoke and this world came to existence?
你能想象得到吗？神一出口，这个世界就被创造。
Do you remember that His voice can be heard in the midst of fire, wind, and earthquake?
你能够想象吗？在风、在火，还有在地震的这么嘈杂的环境下，神的话还是神说话的时候，我们还是可以听见的。
Do you remember that there was that moment in time in your life where God spoke to you and you heard His voice and you came to know Him as your Lord and Savior?
你还记得吗？曾经有一段时间，神在你的某一个在某一个地方的某一刻与你说话。
God could have spoken to you in thunder and lightning.
神可以用闪电打雷的方式来与你说话。
But today he chose to speak to you in a whisper.
可是今天他选择用微小的声音与你说话。
God could have come with his words with severe judgment.
神可以在说话的时候带来，同时带来严厉的审判。
But with conviction of sin, there's always the comfort of salvation.
可是当圣灵使我们知罪的时候，我们也在神的话里得到安慰，因为我们知道我们有救赎。
After Adam and Eve sinned,
在亚当夏娃犯罪之后，
they directly went against God's will by eating from the fruit God says to not eat from.
他们刻意的违背了神的这个命令，就是说不能吃某种树上的果子。
They knew it.
他们知道他们所做的是一种悖逆的行为。
But they did it.
但是他们还是这样做了。
So when they heard that God was coming, they hid themselves.
所以他们在园中散步的时候，听到神向他们走近的时候，他们俩就躲起来了。
In shame, they hid themselves.
他们在羞辱中躲起来了。
God spoke to them.
神与他们说话。
God's voice said.
神的话说。
Where are you?
你们在哪里？
Did God not know where they were at?
难道神不知道亚当夏娃在哪里吗？
God knew where they were at.
神知道他们在哪里。
But God wanted Adam and Eve to know where they are.
可是神要他们从他们嘴里得到这个答案，就是说他们到底在哪里，他们做了一些什么事情。
Because they were in sin.
因为他们在罪里面。
And they could not face God.
他们不能面对神。
They were hiding from God.
他们要躲避神的。
They were running away from God.
他们要用从神那边逃走。
Is God asking you today where you are?
今天神是否也向你说话，问你现在在哪里？
Actually, I will say this.
我会说。
God is saying to you today, where are you?
今天神确实在问你，你在哪里？
Are you ashamed in your sin?
你是不是在罪里面充满着羞辱？
Are you trying to hide from God?
你是不是现在在躲避神的面？
He knows where you are.
神知道你在哪里。
But he wants you to know where you are too.
他也想你知道你现在在哪一个地步。
And he wants to prepare a way for you to get back to the good relationship with him.
他希望给你预备一条路，让你能够回到他的怀抱里。
In Isaiah chapter 6,
在以赛亚书的第六章，
Isaiah saw in a vision the heaven and the presence of God.
以赛亚看到了一个异象，就是看到了天堂，也看到了神的同在。
We will not have time to turn to it.
我们没有时间翻到以赛亚书第六章。
But Isaiah chapter 6 talks about the vision that Isaiah had where he saw the temple of the Lord filled with smoke.
以赛亚书第六章说到了以赛亚所看到的一个异象，就是说神的殿充满着烟雾。
And again, the ground shook.
这个根基震动。
And so Isaiah said, "Woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips."
那个时候，以赛亚说：“祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。”
In the presence of God, he recognized his sinfulness, his unworthiness.
在神的同在里，他认识到自己的罪恶，他也知道自己是多么的不配神的同在。
Yet God said to Isaiah,
可是神对以赛亚说，
Who can I send?
他说，我能送谁去呢？我可以差遣谁呢？
Who can I send to do my ministry? Who can I send to preach my gospel? Who can I send to share my message?
我可以差遣谁去分享我的福音呢？我可以差遣谁去为我传福音呢？
Again, Isaiah, a great prophet of God, a great man of God, he heard God's voice in the midst of the shaking, in the midst of the smoke-filled temple.
再一次的，以赛亚在这个风，在这个充满烟云和在这个大地震的时候，他听到了神的声音。
God said, "Who can I send?"
神说，我可以差遣谁呢？
And he said, "Send me, Lord."
他说，请差遣我，主。
In John chapter 21,
在约翰福音的二十一章
after the resurrection of Jesus Christ,
在耶稣复活之后
before his ascension,
在他复活之后升天之前
he spoke to his beloved disciple John, or Peter.
他跟他的一个非常钟爱的门徒彼得说
Jesus said to, John, said to Peter, Do you love me?
他问彼得你爱我吗
Does God not know? Does Jesus not know whether Peter loves him or not?
难道耶稣不知道彼得爱不爱他吗
He does.
他知道彼得是否爱他
But he wanted Peter to know it for himself.
可是他想要从彼得嘴里能够回答出他自己到底是不是爱他
He didn't ask Peter just once.
他不止一次地问彼得你是否爱我
He asked him. He said.Verse 15, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?
他再一次问托他说，耶稣对比西门彼得说，你爱我比这些深吗？
Again in verse 16, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?
第十六节，他再一次的问到约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
Verse 17, the third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me?
第十七节，他第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门彼得，你爱我吗？”
Then Jesus explained to him why he had to speak to him three times in verse 18.
然后耶稣在十八节里告诉他，为什么他要三次一而再再而三地问他，你是否爱我？
He says, "Because you love me, now feed my sheep."
他说，如果你爱我的话，喂养我的羊。
I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted, but when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and will lead you where you do not want to go.
约翰福音二十一章十八节，我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
Peter needs to know the depth of his love for his Lord Jesus.
彼得，耶稣认为彼得需要认识到他到底爱神有多么深。
He needed to know that he would follow the Lord Jesus until the very last breath of his life.
耶稣想要彼得能够知道他是爱耶稣深到一个地步，他愿意舍弃自己的生命，一直到生命的最后一刻都来跟随耶稣。
Do you love Jesus?
你爱耶稣吗
？I'm sure you do.
我想你一定是爱耶稣的。
But Jesus also asked you again.
如果耶稣再问你一遍
Do you love me?
你爱我吗
You said yes.
你说你刚才说是的我爱你。
He will ask you again, do you love me?
他再一次的问你你爱我吗
Because if you love me, you would follow me.
因为如果你真的爱我的话你会跟随我。
If you love me, you will live for me.
如果你真的爱我的话，你会为我而活。
If you love me, you will hear my voice.
如果你爱我的话，你会听见我的声音。
You would be able to cut through all these distractions in life and hear my voice.
你会排除生活中的一切干扰，能够听见我的声音。
God still speaks to us today.
上帝今日也还继续与我们说话。
He has already given us His words.
他赐给了我们神的话。
He has already given us the Holy Spirit.
他赐给了我们圣灵。
So that His words, through the teaching of the Spirit, may become alive in our lives.
所以他的话能够藉着圣灵的教导，能够在我们的生命中变得活泼起来。
Why do you come to church?
你为什么今天会坐在教堂里面？
To see your friends?
是来和朋友社交的吗？
To speak your mother tongue?
是能够讲一些中国话，能够是为了能讲中国话吗
？To get some help？
是为了得到一些帮助吗
？To get a free meal？
是为了中餐有一顿免费的中餐吗
？Those are all good things。
这都是一些不坏的事情。
It's no problem. Come to church for all of those。
你如果来教堂是因为这些原因。
But if you come to church and you do not hear God's voice，
如果你来到教堂并没有听到神的声音
，And if God is speaking to you and you do not hear，
如果神确实对你讲话，可你却没有把它听进去。
You have lost the best reason why we are at church.
那你就失去了，你就没有得到来到教堂的真正的含义。
If I'm not able to share from God's word here with you today,
如果我今天没有办法在讲台上与你们分享神的话语，
if all you heard was a message from James,
如果你今天听到的全是 James 本人所说的话，
or a great translation from He Yue,
或者是翻译所说的话，
then you've lost the purpose of being here this morning.
那你今天就来错地方了。
Because we're here to see God.
因为我们今天来着的目的是为了能与神相遇。
Because we're here today to hear the voice of God.
我们今天来着的目的是能够听到神向我们所说的话。
Let's close with a word of prayer.
让我们大家一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for this morning because you are the great God.
天父，我们谢谢你。谢谢你今天清晨让我们来到这里，因为你是一个伟大的神。
And we thank you because despite our unworthiness and despite our falling and our temptations and our sins, you still love us and you still forgive us.
我们谢谢你，虽然我们一再的跌倒，虽然我们一再在诱惑里犯罪，主你还是一如既往的爱着我们。
Lord, we thank you that you're a God who speaks.
我们谢谢你，你是一个向我们说话的神。
And that your voice is able to cut through all the distractions in this world.
你的声音能够穿过一切生活中有可能的这种干扰。
Your whispering small voice could even pierce through the loudness from thunder, lightning, fire, earthquake, and wind.
你的微小的声音能够穿过。能够盖过一切的打雷、闪电或者地震的声音。
Only if we would be still and listen.
只要我们愿意能在你面前安静下来，聆听你的声音。
Lord, today may we hear your voice when you speak.
神，愿今天你与我们说话的时候，我们能听见你的声音。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣的名。阿门。